the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KLAY or those who advertise their products or services on this station.
It is Friday, TGIF, right here in the great Pacific Northwest. It is the Sideline on KLAY 1180. I am half of the Sideline. I am Pete.
And I'm your other half, ladies and gentlemen.
The better half? Yeah, it's Tony right there. What's up, T?
What's up?
Going to be a big show today. We got a lot to talk about, man. First off, let me send a big shout out all the way across the country listening to us live via streaming at KLAY1180.com. That is Lakeisha listening in North Carolina. Hello, Lakeisha. And Megan listening in Dallas, Texas. Tony, we continue to expand.
Yes, we do.
We're going global. Taking the Sideline to the streets.
Taking it to the streets. That's going to be our new theme song, huh?
Mr. Tony with the karaoke. Hey, real quick, want to say hello to Signs Now, serving Washington since 1986 with three convenient locations, providing professional services for all your visual graphic needs, specializing in banners, sign displays, vehicle graphics, screen printing, large format, full color graphics, and much more. Find them online at signsnowwa.com in Tacoma. Give them a call, 253-474-9812. That is 253-474-9812. Tony, when you walked in, I hit you up with a long laundry list of topics. Plenty to talk about. The NBA is over. The NHL is over. For a couple football players, their career may be over. I think the conference shakeups is over. Chuck Liddell's career is over. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with something that's not over. Let's start with the new beginning.
Okay.
Let's talk about, I don't know where you have it in your daily planner for today, but let's talk about the Pac-10.
Okay. Real quick, let's give out the numbers.
Or the Pac-12.
Real quick, if they want to join us, you can call us up at 253-584-1480 or toll free from King County, 253-804-5765 if you want to get off the sideline and into the game. Indeed, the Pac-12. I know a lot of people were hoping for the big super conferences.
The Pac-16.
Not going to happen.
You know it, baby.
They did pick up a couple more teams, of course, being Colorado. And,
send them back.
And the Utes. What's a Ute?
You know.
I sent you that text.
You got me.
Asking if you'd seen My Cousin Vinny. See that movie? Let's talk about the two Utes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what a few Utes are, but yeah, off the air.
It's definitely not a Pac-10 team, I don't think. So what do you think of Texas staying put? Surprised?
I'm not surprised Texas is staying put. What I'm surprised is that I'm surprised at the Pac-10. I'm surprised they had the perfect opportunity to snatch up Texas. Everything in the agreement was good except for one detail, which the Pac-10 would not bend on, and it's ridiculous.
What was the sticking point there?
The Texas was all good to go, but with the share revenue on the games and the television broadcasts and stuff like that, Texas wanted full control of that revenue. And I think that was like a tiny, tiny bit to pay or to give up to get a school with that stature, because not only would it have brought Texas to us, it would have brought Oklahoma, it would have brought two other major universities into our conference. It would have set us up so we'd have a 16-team conference, split the two, split the conference up, eight teams each, and have two divisions within our conference, and then give us a Pac-10 conference title game at the end of the year, which would have been phenomenal.
Now, do you think that's still going to happen with the additional two schools, maybe going to two
no.
six
no.
team conferences? No?
I don't think so, no. But
the possibility would be there if you went with a north and south as opposed to a east and west. You know, it still could happen, maybe from California south, put Colorado in the north, Utah in the south, or vice versa.
I don't think Colorado would fit into the north type of thing. More likely, it would seem logical with the addition of Utah and Colorado that we do an east-west type of thing. And I think those southern schools in California would slide over with Arizona schools and just go into an east conference with them.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So are you disappointed then that it didn't happen for the Big Ten too? They only picked up Nebraska so far. Texas staying.
Well, they have the opportunity to pick up Missouri, but they denied Missouri.
That shocked me.
Yeah.
That really shocked me that they turned Missouri down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had the possibility then of maybe picking up one or two other schools. But it just seems like they didn't want to shake it up as bad as the fans wanted it.
Yeah. Well, now, I'm not totally sold on all this conference shaking is over. There's still BYU out there, who I believe would be another valuable addition to the Pac-10.
And I think that's a natural choice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine them going to another conference other than the Pac-10. That just is such a perfect fit with them, especially with Utah coming now. That would set up a BYU-Utah rivalry that would be very beneficial for them, too. That'd be a big game. So, yeah, I could see that happen.
And just to even things out, I think they'd probably bring in the addition of, like, a Idaho or something.
Yeah, I like, of course, Boise State already. I wonder if that can be redone. I wonder if that can be rewound. Because I'd still like to see Boise State in the Pac-10. I think they're better fit for the
like
Pac-10
to,
than Mountain West.
Football-wise, the problem is all this jumping and switching into conferences from no conferences or out of a year conference into another conference, it all really heavily swings on academics, which is weird because all this is done for athletics,
right?
But it heavily, heavily swings on the academic side. So,
you know, and this whole thing too just shows how the college football scene is so financially driven. That these schools are talking about switching here, switching there, not going, staying put. And it's based off of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's all money driven. It's all TV packages.
Texas chose to stay with the Big 12 because the Big 12 basically said we'd give them whatever they want. They wanted control of their revenue because they didn't think that they should have to share. And the Big 12 was like, hey, if you stay with the Big 12, we'll give it all to you, Big
Dog. That saved the Big 12. I think the Big 12 was done.
The Big 12 would have
Texas
been
left.
The Tiny Four.
Right.
Had Texas left.
Very true.
Because everybody was splitting.
Very true.
Yep.
Want to say hello real quick to Nick Phillips from CarPros. Tony, I think CarPros is going to be helping us out here. So I told Nick I'd say hello to him on the air. So there you go, Big Nick. Hello,
yep.
Listening
I've got
to the sideline.
To say too. I think I'm going to save mine for the 4 o'clock shout.
The 4 o'clock shout.
I keep saying hi to people right now. We won't have anybody left.
We got lots of people we can say hello to. How about the person down there in the blue shirt?
Don't
want to
do
hey,
it.
Person?
Nope.
All right.
We take that hay back. Sorry, guy.
Yeah, we take that hay back. You lost your hay, buddy.
Yeah.
So as far as the Pac-10 now, it being potentially the Pac-13 if we do pick up, you know, the additional school, is there a shift in power? Does the power still lie in Southern California? How do you see that playing out?
You know, right now, power is where power has been, which is Southern California.
Right.
Regardless of the sanctions that are imposed upon USC, you know, they're still going to be a very dominant team. They're still going to be around to ruin it for other people in the conference. And, I mean, you can try to go into the next two seasons overlooking them, but it'd be a dumb mistake.
You know, one of the things that I disagree with, the sanctions are the sanctions. There's nothing you can do about that. What I completely disagree with now is the NCAA allowing other schools to walk in and basically pick them clean of their seniors which that's just further punishment.
Well, no. I mean, what they're doing is not allowing other schools to come in and pick the bones. What they're doing is allowing those other students, those juniors and seniors, to transfer without penalty. Because normally, if you transfer, you have to sit out a year. So they're waiving that penalty because these kids did nothing wrong. This whole thing is something that transpired over 5 years ago. So to punish these students now for the crimes of players 5 years before them is ridiculous.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd because
this
now
is
you
why
haven't...
I know that people within the NCAA organization on that committee did not agree with those sanctions, because if they had the heart to let these students transfer without penalty, that means some of those people there knew that those sanctions were over the board for what was going on. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Now, let me ask you this. Kind of a lot of people, you know, I talked to several people throughout the week. The timing of the head coach moving on and the sanctions coming down, coincidence or what?
Coincidence.
Just a coincidence?
Mere,
it has nothing to do with waiting until Pete Carroll left? Okay.
Well, wait a minute. That's a possibility. We'll pick up more of that after the break.
We'll continue that conversation. You're listening to The Sideline on KLAY, 584-1480. Toll-free from King County, 253-804-5765. Those are the digits to get off the sideline into the game. The Sideline on KLAY. Hey, it's Pete from The Sideline. You know I have no problem giving my opinion, so here's another opinion just for you. The Sideline can make your next wedding, school dance, or any event more memorable. Call us up for info on our mobile DJ service and see what we can do for you. 253-292-7233. That's 253-292-7233. Or check us out online at www.onthesl.com. Bring The Sideline to you. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not a whole lot. Trying to put together this stuff my girl bought, but I don't have the time or the patience.
Why don't you just call Northwest Services?
Who?
Northwest Services, the professional assembly guys, commercial or residential. They come out and assemble everything, whether it's lawn and garden equipment like mowers, carts, wheelbarrows, patio, home, or office furniture.
What's their number?
503-266-5833.
Man, thanks a lot. I'm going to call them right now.
In this crazy world of political nonsense, righty this, lefty that, thank God for The Sideline Sports Show. We're bringing harmony to radio and sports. You can tune in and listen to us on Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m.
Back on The Sideline on KLAY 1180. We want to say big thanks to our main man, John, back there in the board room, keeping us sounding fresh. Thank you, John. Tony, pick up where you left off, sir.
Oh, man. Actually, pick up where you left off. It was your question. Let's reiterate that for the folks outside.
The question that I was basically asking is the sanctions that were handed down, the moving on of the coach, do you think that was a coincidence?
You know, to clear things up, at first I thought you were asking me if it was a coincidence that Pete Carroll chose now to leave. But that's not what you were saying. And hearing that, it might just be mere coincidence. But maybe there's something behind that. Maybe they did choose to wait until after Pete Carroll left. Because one thing I know is the NCAA does not want to hand down sanctions on their bigs. Whether it's Notre Dame,
right,
USC, Texas, or Florida.
Right.
The last thing they would ever want to do
is cripple that program.
Is cripple those programs, because those are high dollar programs, you
absolutely
know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so what cripples them ultimately cripples the NCAA.
Right.
And what we know about them is they love their money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I think they felt like it was in the news so much, and with Reggie Bush actually bringing that lawsuit and everything just keep coming back, they had to do something. So perhaps it was a little more than coincidence. Perhaps it was perfectly timed out thing that they chose to do, as to wait till Pete Carroll left.
Right.
And, you know, they actually did it at a time that was probably at best for the university. The head coach left. The football team fell out of the top 10, you know, so it's not like they were at risk of losing the number one spot next year or something like that. So,
yeah, I saw that. They actually ranked pretty low. The preseason rankings are already out, of course, for all three polls for college football, and I find them online. I do a lot of my sports searching, you know, the ESPN website, and, of course, Yahoo is where I get a lot of it.
Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo, no doubt about it, is where I get a lot of the information. And, of course, I checked the rankings out, and they did drop significantly from where they usually are. Real quick, want to let people know we are going to talk a lot of sports today. We have to talk about the – I know you don't like to, but I do want to touch on the World Cup. We're going to talk about the Tacoma Cobras, Tacoma Tide. They got one home game left, Tacoma Rainiers. Real quick, Vince Young. Only the latest NFL superstar to make headlines for something other than his talents on the football field. What's up with
Vince? Well, you know what? I don't think that's any greater deal than the donut-snatching habits of our own rookie, Golden Tate.
Everybody, I mean, does the scrutiny need to be that tight on these players just because they're NFL stars?
No, it's just that, you know, you never know where TMZ is going to be around.
Watch yourself, people.
Yeah.
And if you have anything to do with any type of sport, don't punch anyone in a strip club or steal a maple bar.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
good advice for you.
Pretty soon, if people sneeze or something like that, you know, some other bodily function that other normal people do every day, it'll be on the air. So. Careful what you do out there and who's around when you do it.
Definitely. Hey, this is normally the segment when the Rainiers are in town that we talk about the Meet the Rainiers segment. I do want to give you a little bit of PCL news. The manager of your Tacoma Rainiers, Dan Brown, was just named the manager of the PCL All-Stars for the All-Star Game coming up in July in Pennsylvania. So congratulations to Dan Brown, the second in the 2000s. For the Rainiers to be announced manager. Of course, Dan Roan in, I think, 2002 was the manager of the PCL when they beat their opponents 5-0 in Oklahoma. You mentioned Reggie Bush in USC. By coincidence, I just happened to get an article that I am holding in my hands right here of the top five.
For those who missed it, that sound effect was him waving his paper in the air to sound important.
The top five. Rush Limbaugh does that. The top five most disliked people in sports.
Which I totally disagree with this list.
Okay, because I'm looking at the top five, and I see four of the top five are related to football. Did that surprise you?
Yes.
Number one. I knew last year he was going to take a hit because it was still fresh in everybody's mind. To see him number one this year, receiving 69% of those that polled, citing them as someone they dislike a lot. They have three choices: dislike a lot, dislike, or dislike some. This gentleman received a nod one way or the other in 69% of people's lists, and that is Michael Vick. Tops the list of the most disliked person in sports. Shocking?
Very shocking.
Okay.
Very, very shocking. And later on, he's going to reveal another number on this list who I think should be number one. But as far as who is number one, being Michael Vick, the most disliked sports person.
Yep. Now, this e-poll was conducted over 1,100 people nationwide, 13 or older. Now, in order for them to be eligible, those currently active in sports as a player, coach, manager, broadcaster, agent, or owner. So out of all those positions, these are the people that are the most hated. A 10% minimum awareness level was also a prerequisite, okay, which eliminated the drug cyclist Floyd Landis and Scott Boros, you know, the super agent that not enough people knew who he was to even make the list.
Well, who doesn't know about Drew Rosenhaus? A lot of people are talking about super agents.
Right.
You know, I don't think anybody besides his clients like him.
And his clients love him.
Yeah.
Love him all the way to the bank.
Yeah. So, well, hey.
Number two on the list.
Wait.
Okay.
Number one, Michael Vick. I have nothing good to say. And my mom said, you know, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. But maybe Mike Tyson would like to chime in on that.
I think it's ludicrous. It's absurd. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Thanks for joining us in the studio today, Mike. You did that very well, actually. We got to, once we get the cameras with something we're working on, we're going to have you do the TO thing on a lot, because that's dead on. You do a great TO. And in fact, TO was an honorable mention here. They call him a wide receiver diva and a gun-wielding NBA star, Gilbert Arenas.
Oh.
they were honorable mentions.
Okay. Well, speaking of the honorable mention for T.O., did you catch him on TMZ?
No.
Nothing bad. What he did, you know how you see those newspaper vending machines out on the streets,
right,
and whatnot? From about 2, maybe 3 feet away, he steps up and just jumps and leaps on top of one of those newspaper stands to display his hops.
Nice vertical.
That's a very nice vertical.
Do you remember back when the Chicago Bears made it to the Super Bowl? What was that, 86, when they played the Patriots? Mm-hmm. Everyone was talking about William Perry, his athletic ability, and he, from a dead stop, 2 foot jumped from the ground up on top to a desk, and he did that 6 times. Standing jump from the ground to the top of a desk.
Hmm.
I'm surprised the desk made it, but he did it 6 times. That was pretty impressive.
Steel reinforced desk, I guess.
Okay, number two on the list. You ready?
Yep.
Longtime Maverick with a history of clashing with the NFL coaches and politicians in Northern and Southern California over stadium deals that have led him to move the club twice. Oakland Raiders owner Al Davis.
You know, you kind of threw me off when you said Maverick. I was thinking Mark Cuban, and I was like, when did he get it in with get it on with some NFL coaches, or owners? But yeah, Al Davis.
But speaking of NFL owners,
that's kind of high.
Yeah, very high
on the list.
Very high for a team that isn't even a force in the NFL anymore.
Mm-hmm.
To still be that hated.
You know what? Those are all those Jamarcus Russell fans chiming out.
And you know what the thing is, though, is
he
Al
on
Davis,
this list?
He was Jamarcus Russell's biggest fan,
mm-hmm,
for the longest time. Jamarcus wouldn't have been there as long as he was had it not been for Al Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So those Jamarcus Russell fans need to just hush up, because he did them guys a favor. Exactly. Quiet. And number three, one of the, I think, should be number one, and that would be, as it says here, the most significant new entries, Ben Roethlisberger.
Now, that's a name that I thought would be number one.
Right.
And the number two person isn't even, the person who I believe should be number two isn't even on this list, which is absurd.
And who should be number two?
The NBA title champion.
Oh.
Los Angeles Laker.
Pains me to hear that.
Number 24, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe. Yep. Yeah, I agree. You know, other ones that didn't make it, too, was, as it says here, baseball's steroid poster boys, Alex Rodriguez and Mark McGwire.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jose Canseco. I mean, who? Well, he is. He's not playing, but right. I mean, God, he is hated.
And the only reason Mark McGwire, of course, is eligible for this list is he returned to the Cardinals as their hitting coach, right? Yeah. So that makes him eligible. Number four on the list, the only non-football athlete is Tiger Woods. Number four. And he was the poster boy for all of good in sports.
Well, I know who voted him onto this list.
Women.
No.
No?
Every other opposing player on the PGA Tour.
I agree with that. Let's go ahead and throw number five in as we take a break. That would be Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
But I love you, Jerry.
We got to shift it up after the break.
Just give me an interview.
You're listening to The Sideline, 584-1480 from King County, 253-804-5765. Listen online, KLAY1180.com. Back in two.
Tired of playing Guitar Hero? You want to be a Guitar Hero? Or maybe you just got some business needs like mixing, mastering, video production, project productions, press kits, voiceovers, duplications, sound or lighting. Whatever it is, from head to toe, the boys down at Pacific Studios have you covered. The address, 2328 Pack Avenue. The phone number, 253-272-2010. Ask for Mark and tell him Tony sent you.
Chuck Boland. That's the way the ball bounces on 1180 AM KLAY.
Lloyd Landis is a liar and a cheat, so of course anything he has to say is instant credibility. You'll recall Landis' surprise win in the Tour de France in 2006 when his performance was uncharacteristically akin to a superhero. 4 days later, after his urine sample exploded in the test tube, he was stripped of his win and declared a performance-enhancing doper extraordinaire. He fought that until he couldn't stand the laughter his pleas of innocence generated, and now he's come clean, so to speak. Yes, he was pumping his body full of substances for several years, but he had more to say, since everyone does it, is the defense for everyone from tax cheats to politicians hiking the Appalachian Trail. Not overly original in his claims, Landis points the finger at Lance Armstrong, seven-time winner of the Tour, who's been accused by everyone, mostly French people, of cheating for years with nothing ever proved. But Landis's claims have gotten a lot of press, not because he's credible, but because he had something damaging about a celebrity. Do I know for sure Armstrong stayed clean throughout his career? Heck no. But I'm not going to listen to a source like Floyd Landis. This is Chuck Boland, and that's the way the ball bounces.
All right, welcome back to The Sideline on KLAY 1180. Again, if you cannot receive the KLAY signal wherever you are and you want to listen to The Sideline, and of course you want to listen, why would you not want to listen? You can stream us online. Just go to the KLAY website. That's KLAY1180.com. Click on the Listen Live link. Take The Sideline everywhere you want to go.
Or there's always this alternative.
And what is that?
If you have two tin cans and a lot of string... You can run one tin can up to the station and run the other one all the way back to where you are, folks. And I'll put that other end of the tin can up to my mic and you can hear old school. And taking it old school.
If you're listening from the East Coast, that might be a lot of string.
And a lot of running.
Woo. I'm telling you. We got a lot to get to here for the rest of this.
Yeah, we do. But you know what, Pete? Before we get into all that, you know, my sister... Her home has a garage, and she's got one of those automatic garage door openers, you know, like 80% of people with homes and garages have, and it broke.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So you know what I told her? I told her to make a phone call.
Who's she going to call?
Garage it's not the busters? Ghostbusters. No, no, absolutely. It's not the Ghostbusters. Who she's going to call are the good folks over there at Northwest Services. Those professional assembly guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave her the number. I said, hey, look, it's toll-free. Call Northwest Services. It's 1-888-729-9930.
And they'll come out and fix that?
They'll come out and fix that. Perfect. I'm, like, when you hear that commercial and they say these guys would do just about everything from your furniture, you know, to your yard stuff, to your office equipment and stuff, they do it. Even garage door openers, you know, stuff like that. So, hey, if you got those problems and you're not sure if you can either install it yourself or put it together, just call those folks. See what they can do for you.
What's the number again?
Once again, I'll give you that number. If you need to go get a pen and some paper, give you 2 seconds. Uno. Dos.
Ding.
That number was 1-888. That's 888-729-9930.
There we go.
Northwest Services.
Okay, let's get in. Other things I want to talk about before the top of the hour. I do want to talk about the UFC in this segment. I want to touch up on the NBA Finals. Real quick, let's talk about the, because I also want to talk about the Tacoma Cobras. We're going to be doing a lot of work for them Saturday night out there for their home opener. But let's get into the Fast Lane segment right now. The Fast Lane segment is sponsored by the Loose Wheel, the motorsports headquarters for the Pacific Northwest. Watch the Nationwide Series race Saturday at 12:45 for the inaugural Buckrus 200 from Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. The Sprint Series race is 12:15 on Sunday from Sonoma with the Toyota Save Mart 350. 20 HD TVs ensures you won't miss a single lap from any seat. The Loose Wheel has established themselves as the premier sports environment for the Pacific Northwest. Log on to theloosewheel.com today and see how to get your pit pass. Tony, the Fast Lane segment.
You know what? I got a tear in my eye before I deliver this Fast Lane segment because I found the perfect lead in for this Fast Lane segment. I've been searching for the perfect engine rev and I found it. And I was excited because I found it on Monday. I've waited all week. I said, can't wait till Friday, running around dancing like a kid in the aisles or something. And what happened? Friday came and I forgot to bring it with me. Oh. So I'll have to prepare better next week, folks, so you guys can have in your tune engines. So bringing in your Sprint Cup Series, your leader once again this week is Kevin Harvick, followed by Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, Matt Kenseth, Jimmy Johnson, steady at 6, Jeff Gordon at 7. Like to see some tough competition go on between those teammates, and maybe good old Gordon can leapfrog old Jimmy. Jeff Burton at number 8, Greg Biffle 9, and rounding out that top 10 is our good old boy Carl Edwards. And your winner, Denny Hamlin, was the winner of the Hell of a Good Sour Cream Dips 500, picking up 195 points on Sunday. That's 2 wins in a row.
You know, and looking too at the top 3, all separated by less than 50 points. So that's going to be, I think, a pretty good race. They got, I think, about 10 races till the sprint for the cup. The championship round, so that's going to be it'd be interesting to see how they pan out.
You know, actually, if you panning on how the top 2 spots do over this next race, anyone in the top 7 has the potential to win this next race and be in the lead or be tied for the lead. So, over to the Nationwide Cup Series, Brad Kulawski doing his thing, maintaining that number 1 spot. He's the top dog now, you know. Carl Edwards, not too bad at number 2. Justin Allgaier at 3. Kyle Busch is following up at 4. We got Kevin Harvick back in the mix, sitting pretty at 5. Paul Menard is 6. Joey Logano, 7. And I believe he was 7 last week as well. Steve Wallace at 8. And once again, we were just doing the top 9 on this side. Brendan Gaughan at number 9.
And who won that last race for the Nationwide?
Last week's race was won by Joey Logano, earning him another 195 points.
Yeah, look at the gap there between the top. I mean,
it's a big gap.
He's got a full race lead over the number 2 guy.
Yeah.
So 100, you know, you get 195 points plus 10 bonus points for winning. So he's got a pretty healthy lead there in the Nationwide Series. Real quick, I want to say hello to Megan out there in Dallas. Sorry, Megan, that Jerry Jones was listed as the number 5 most hated person in sports on Yahoo. Maybe next year he'll drop out of the top 5. Tony, you're working on a list there.
I am working on a list.
I handed you a list.
He handed me a big old list, folks.
A five-page list of top free agents. One thing I wanted to bring up to you is Dante Culpepper is, as I'm looking right here again real quick, he is a quarterback for, ready for this? Sacramento Mountain Lions of the UFL. The United Football League.
Yeah.
So he's not.
What does that mean?
He is not an NFL player now. But he is under contract for the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Well, you go. Get your roar on. You know how I like to get his roll on? Now he can get his roar on.
Get his roar on.
Yep.
Go Lions. So he's played for two Lions now, right?
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions and the Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Hopefully he wins
Lions.
More games with this Lions.
So real quick, it's kind of a long list, but I did want to touch on the quarterbacks and the receivers.
Okay.
I think two positions that the Seahawks could greatly improve themselves with.
Yeah, we can definitely skip the fullbacks on this list. Just seeing who's out there, not even important.
Right. Did any of the quarterbacks even stand out to you?
I am surprised at one tight end who's available. Seeing his time in the league and what he's done on the field.
Who was that?
What was that question?
Well, tell us about the tight end real quick, but I, no, what I asked
was... That was Todd Yoder. I was surprised to see him available on that list.
Any of the quarterbacks even stand out to
no.
you?
No.
Nothing?
No. There's one quarterback on this list who I would possibly take a gamble with, and that's Josh McCown.
Okay.
Other than him, I personally would not. This list consists of Mark Brunell, Mark Bulger, Todd Collins, Josh McCown, Patrick Ramsey, Jamarcus Russell, and Brian St. Pierre. But here's what we know. We know that odds are, out of anybody on this list, Jamarcus Russell will probably get another shot. Because there will always be some coach who says, you know what, look at his offensive coordinators, look at the systems he was in compared to where he was at LSU.
Right.
We knew this guy has a big arm. We knew he had skill. Okay, so that was never the question. Perhaps there will be some offensive coordinator and some coach out there who says, we have this scheme, like the Les Miles scheme, that fit him well, and we can bring him in. He was never, ever knocked for his ability.
Right.
What he was knocked was for was his work, was for his work effort.
Right.
So that's something that you can work on. You don't have to be lazy. It's not inbred into you. Choose to be. It's a pattern you develop. It's a bad habit.
He just wasn't motivated by his coaches.
Mm-mm.
And I think if he got a quarterback's coach to put their foot up his butt, he probably would get it done.
I could actually see him going to Miami. Because although, okay, Tony Sperano down there is a hard-nosed coach.
Right.
But not only that, the guy running the show above Tony is Big Tuna.
Sure. And we all know he's very capable of doing some fine motivation.
Yeah, you know, so he handled T.O. for 3 years. He handled just throw me the damn ball, Keyshawn Johnson, for two different tours with New York Jets and down in Dallas. So,
and you're right. If anyone can motivate him, it's definitely Parcells.
And let's not forget that he had LT, the original LT.
Right.
So he can handle a hard nose.
Yep, I agree with that. So, receivers. So, Seahawks would not benefit, I don't think, with any of those quarterbacks. What do you think about receivers? Just not a lot available.
There's guys available, but the thing is, what are you going to get with them? Lance Moore will not be available. Okay. He will get his contract thing done with New Orleans or somewhere. There's actually going to be a lot of players right now who are going to sit out possibly for the first 10 games of the season because the NFL implemented that that rule with the tenders. These players had to sign their tenders for, I think it was like $3.6 million. A lot of them felt like that just wasn't good enough. So then they held out, didn't sign those tenders. But what happened when not signing those tenders, it means that those teams were able to pay them just the minimum at $600,000.
Right.
No player is going to play a season for $600,000 when he wouldn't play for $3.6 million.
Very good.
So what's going to happen is some of these players are going to sit out for 10 games, play the remaining six, and go somewhere else next year.
All right, we're going to talk UFC after the break. Join us, 584-1480. Toll free from King County, 253-804-5765. You're listening to The Sideline on KLAY.
Hey, it's Pete from The Sideline. You know I have no problem giving my opinion, so here's another opinion just for you. The Sideline can make your next wedding, school dance, or any event more memorable. Call us up for info on our mobile DJ service and see what we can do for you. 253-292-7233. That's 253-292-7233. Or check us out online at www.onthesl.com. Bring the Sideline to you. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not a whole lot. Trying to put together this stuff my girl bought, but I don't have the time or the patience.
Why don't you just call Northwest Services?
Who?
Northwest Services, the professional assembly guys, commercial or residential. They come out and assemble everything, whether it's lawn and garden equipment like mowers, carts, wheelbarrows, patio, home, or office furniture.
What's their number?
503-266-5833.
Man, thanks a lot. I'm going to call them right now.
Sassy!
This week's episode, Fire at the Shed.
Gee, Johnny, this rope swing sure is swell. Don't I know it. Hey, it's Sassy. I think she's trying to tell us something. Mr. Gunderson? What about Mr. Gunderson? A fire? Mr. Gunderson's trapped? Where, Sassy? Where? What, Sassy? Now that you've got our attention, you'd like to take a moment to talk about shelter pets? Shelter pets in general are well-adjusted, healthy, and love being with people?
Sassy, we don't have time!
Pets often end up in shelters due to owner problems like divorce or allergies?
That's great, Sassy, but what about the fire?
There is no fire! You're just messing with our heads?
Sassy!
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
All right, here we are into the final segment of hour number one of The Sideline on KLAY. Let's talk a little UFC, Tony. What do you think?
Let's talk a little UFC, folks. I've been promising the listeners that we get into this UFC business.
I think that's actually good business to get into.
Me too.
UFC
business
just...
is a booming. You know who said that?
Who said that? Business is booming.
Business is a... The phrase is, we in the blank, blank business. And then, cousin, business is a booming. That would be Brad Pitt.
There we go. UFC just recently did their 115 UFC on Saturday the 12th. Chuck Liddell in his final match ever. Now retired. As Dana White called him, one of the grunt carriers, which made UFC what it is. He got knocked out by Rich Franklin.
You got knocked out, man!
At 4:55 with 5 seconds left to go in round number one. Chuck Liddell kissed the mat and his career goodbye.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie.
So that was it for Chuck Liddell. Never got the match that he was looking for with Mr. Ortiz. And I do believe that was the only knockout. I mean, flat out knockout. There were a couple TKOs, but that is the only knockout of UFC 115. And Rich Franklin getting it done over Chuck Liddell. You know, I'm looking at this card too, Tony, and I'm not the biggest UFC fan, but I've certainly watched a ton of the UFC pay-per-view events. Not a big card. I mean, you're just not seeing a lot of the big names on there.
Mm-mm. None.
If you look at the top ranked fighters of the top 10, what have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the top 10 are all UFC fighters. You have one free agent. 2 WEC and 1 Strikeforce. I've never even heard of Strikeforce.
I've heard of Strikeforce. What's ridiculous is how do you have this top 10 list and not put your heavyweight champion on?
Sure.
Who the heck wrote this list?
Right. And you know, I'll do some research and find out.
George St. Pierre champion, yeah. Anderson Silva champion, yeah. Those are lower weight class champions. But everyone knows the people who carry any sport is the major heavy league hitters. So without addressing your heavyweight champion
right
as your number one, you got problems.
Right. I agree with that. Running down a lot of the other finals from the UFC, Mirko Filipovic beat Pat Barry by a rear naked choke. Sorry, I like that name there, the rear naked choke, by submission. What do we got here?
Triangle. You'd choke. Like it until someone put it on you.
You got that right. Keep that away from me. It looks like the other submissions were the triangle choke.
You know who uses that triangle choke submission hold?
Who?
The Undertaker.
Yep. You know what? I'm admitting right now on the air that I do like watching wrestling now. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I do like
it. And one other thing that you'll see is not all of them, but there are a great number of those guys in that ring who are ex-collegiate mat wrestlers. A few of them, we even went Olympic, and a lot of them were high school. But as you see, some of those guys are really great technical mat wrestlers.
Right. And they're getting paid now for mm-hmm. it. Big time. So let's see what we got here. Mike Pyle defeated Jesse Lennox by submission with a triangle choke in round three. Claude Patrick over Ricardo Funch by the guillotine.
Funch.
The guillotine at 148 of round two. James Wilkes over Peter Sobota. Unanimous decision. So we had one, two, three go the distance. Four go the distance, which is unusual for UFC. You usually see a lot of tap outs. Two TKOs, but just no real big names in that UFC, and that's surprising. There wasn't a lot of big attractions. But as you mentioned, you want to run down the top 10 there?
Yeah, number one there, which is arguable. Okay, first of all, I do believe the heavyweight champ should be number one, but who they have here on this list for number one and number two, I do believe is highly arguable because they could go either way. George St. Pierre listed number one. Anderson Silva at number two. Number three is a heavyweight, and I believe he's the champion of Strikeforce, and that's Fedor. The guy's a Russian. I'm sorry, people. I'm not going to say this name correctly. It's
Emelianenko.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Number four, Jose Aldo. There's one I got. And Mauricio Rua, BJ Penn, who happens to be a very good friend. I won't say close friend. He's a good friend to one of our listeners in Kansas, which is Ellie. And Lyoto Machida was number seven. Jake Shields, Frank Edgard, and Dominic Cruz.
Look at Jake Shields' record. How is he number seven?
Hey, man.
Or number eight?
Hey.
He hasn't fought anybody yet.
I have no idea.
And he's number eight.
That's why I said, you know,
I'm gonna break this down and give him some answers next week and find out how the heck they came up with this.
You know what I'd like to see? Dana White is always about putting up the best possible matches.
Right.
You want to give us the best possible match. Everyone wants Lesnar and Fedor. This is the match I want. I want Lashley and Lesnar. Bobby Lashley is a freak. You see this guy, an ex-U.S. military guy. He is a human freak. The way this guy is just, it's insane the way his body is built. And to see him go up against Brock Lesnar, another gigantic freak of nature, both of them highly skilled mat wrestlers, technicians to the nth degree.
Right.
That's the match I wanted to see, because not only that, they're both pounders. They can submit you, they can break you, or they can pound you. So it'd be good.
Either way, it's a bad day for their opponents.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's a good segue for you. Break you, beat you, or pound you. Tacoma Cobras opened up their home schedule this Saturday against the Bellingham Blitz. And Tony and myself are going to be out there. Let's see, what do we do for the Cobras, T? We actually filled in for the radio show. We do the PA announcing. We do the play-by-play for Ustream TV. We do the music at the stadium. And we'll be there in force Saturday night, 7 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, the only thing we haven't done yet is suit up and win the game for them.
I bet.
But hey, it's a long season. Anything can happen.
I bet you could probably get her down there. I can see you returning kicks.
I could do that in a few other positions. Yeah.
I could see you doing that. You'd be a good running back too.
Kick returns, not punt returns.
Right.
I don't want none of that.
Yep. Kick returns.
Kick returns, not punt returns.
You got that. Yeah. You got that speed going.
You
got
to have a screw loose to want to do punt returns.
You just get lit up. Have that kamikaze line come down and just take you out.
Yeah.
Right at the
gun.
Right.
They don't call them gunners for nothing.
I hear that. So, you know, we're looking forward to that game. It's going to be Curtis High School, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Tickets available at TacomaCobras.com. And we'll go over this in the scoreboard section as well. TacomaCobras.com, you can get the tickets on Tickets West, charged by phone. Get them right there day of the game. That is absolutely going to be a game you do not want to miss.
No, you don't.
That might be the biggest challenge this year for the Cobras. If there's any game that's in question, that is going to be the game. They played them 3 times last year. All 3 of them, you know, as we talked about on their radio show, were close games. And I'm looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Real quick, let's finish up. We've got about 3 minutes here on the top of this first hour. From the Colorado Rockies, Ubaldo Jimenez.
All right.
The first no-hitter of the season in Colorado, which is known as the number one hitter's park in the Major League Baseball. He is now 13-1 with a 1.15 ERA. We've already seen 3 no-hitters, 2 perfect games. There's only been 17 perfect games in modern baseball. There were 2 in a 3-week period. It seems to...
There's almost 3.
There's absolutely, if it hadn't been for that call.
Yeah.
So there was almost 3. You know, and that brings up a good point. Has baseball shifted from hitters back to pitchers?
No. No.
You think hitters still hold the advantage?
Yeah, definitely.
ERAs are much lower this year. Batting averages are much lower this year. And we've seen some stellar pitching performances.
I think what it is these bats are not yet awake. It's only June. It's a long summer. They got July. They have the rest of June. They have August. These bats are going to start warming up with the temperatures. They're going to start getting hot, and pitchers are going to start getting pelted because the air is going to be flat. Balls are going to be flying deeper and faster than ever.
Right.
So,
you know, and Colorado, too, bringing up Colorado pitching. Chris Seddon from the Tacoma Rainiers, I think 2 nights ago, just threw a no-hitter. Or no, a complete game shutout for the Rainiers against Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
So that's going to wrap it up for the first hour. We got a 6-minute break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Sideline on KLAY. Got a guest coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk a whole bunch of sports. 584-1480. Toll free from King County, 253-804-5765. Go to our website, people. It is on the SL.com. That's The Sideline on KLAY.
Keeping you informed, this is KLAY, Lakewood, Tacoma, your conversation station.